Hello, and welcome to show number 2512 of Eyes on Success, a weekly program empowering the visually impaired with expert advice, personal stories, and the latest in technology and accessibility. I'm Nancy Goodman-Torpy.
And I'm Pete Torpy.
I'm happy to announce on this podcast today that through Bookshare and through the technology that we have provided, we have reached over 2 million users, which is a huge number.
And this is a special anniversary for Bookshare that we'll be talking more about in today's show.
Today, we are helping Benetech celebrate 25 years of making books accessible for everyone. Their work has transformed how people with disabilities are able to access information. We'll talk with founder Jim Fruchterman and current CEO Ion Kishore, who you just heard, about the evolution of Bookshare, the use of artificial intelligence in accessibility, the Global Certified Accessible Program, and how Benetech's efforts have impacted digital publishing and education. But first, for our tip of the week, this week's tip comes from Jim Fruchterman.
Trust but verify the output of your AI tool because it makes stuff up. That's what the new generation of technology does. And so pretty handy, but don't take it without checking.
And that comes from a man who's used AI at various stages of its development. So it can be very helpful, very useful, but you still have to check.
Support for Eyes on Success is provided by
the Blind Institute of Technology, a global nonprofit organization dedicated to advancing accessibility and inclusion. BIT offers training programs and connects skilled professionals with disabilities to career opportunities. More information is at blindit.org.
And by
Biped AI, the manufacturer of NOAA, an all-in-one mobility vest. NOAA provides GPS navigation, detects obstacles, and describes surroundings using cameras and AI. Available through many distributors. More information is available at biped.ai.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. 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 Success.
Success. Success. Let's start by meeting Jim and Ion.
Well, today we have two guests with us on Eyes on Success, and they've both been on the show before. And Jim, you've won the coin toss, so how about if you tell people who you are and what you're up to these days?
Well, I'm Jim Fruchterman. I'm the founder of Benetech and of Arkenstone, its predecessor. And 6 years ago, I left running Benetech and Arkenstone after, you know, over 30 years, and started Tech Matters, which is a new tech for good nonprofit that works in crisis response and climate and agriculture and sort of building up the tech for good movement generally. And I have a forthcoming book called Technology for Good coming out fall 25.
So a lot of these initiatives that you just described used to be part of Benetech. Is this a spinoff?
That's right. As a matter of fact, for its first 4 years, Tech Matters was sponsored by Benetech, but we became an independent nonprofit a couple of years ago when we finally got big enough that it made sense to have our separate 501c3 charity organization.
And our second guest is Ion. So maybe you can tell people who you are and what you're doing these days, Ion.
Thanks, Pete and Nancy. My name is Ion Kishore, and I am the CEO of Benetech. I've been here for more than 3 years now. And Benetech is a nonprofit focused on making education accessible for those with disabilities and more.
Support for Eyes on Success comes from our listeners and corporate sponsors.
For more information about airing promotional items on the show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
This week's focus topic is Benetech's celebration of 25 years of making books and other written material accessible for everybody.
Well, let's just hop right in because we have a lot to talk about today. And I thought we'd start out by asking you, Jim, What got you the idea of starting Benetech? What was your vision?
Well, you know, I was a venture-backed AI entrepreneur in Silicon Valley, and we'd invented something that had commercial applications, but I was excited about making a reading machine for the blind. And so I had this idea, after my investors vetoed the product, to start a nonprofit tech company that would actually go into the assistive technology industry and make these products available. And I told my wife I would do it for a year. And here we are, decades later, and I'm still working on nonprofit tech for good.
And if people want to hear that full story, we've done an interview with you in the past, and we'll have a link to that in our show notes.
Sounds great.
And this was primarily based on optical character recognition, converting printed material into audio material.
That's right. And after making these Arkenstone reading machines for more than 10 years, we sold the Arkenstone business to Freedom Scientific, as it was then known when they were acquiring the Blazy product and the Jaws product. And we used the resulting money to start what turned into Bookshare under the new name of Benetech.
And Bookshare initially started out by having users scan books, do their own OCR, and submitting those scanned documents into Bookshare so they could share it with other people.
Yeah, and the idea was that if the community was building the library based on the books that they thought were worth scanning, it was going to be more likely to be interesting than when someone other than blind people decided what books blind people should read.
And that has grown considerably and changed its mechanisms by which you get the material into accessible format.
Yeah, and of course, our breakthrough was we were, you know, ebooks before there was the Kindle, right? Our vision was, I mean, the reading machines basically created an ebook that you could, you know, turn into Braille or make speak aloud with a voice synthesizer or make large for someone who has low vision. And so what we started to do is we created an ebook library at the same time that some of the very early commercial ebook companies were getting started. And of course, by hitching our wagon to the ebook technology, turned out to be a pretty good bet since that is such a huge part of modern publishing today.
And Bookshare has certainly changed a lot over the years now that you've made partnerships with lots of publishers and you're getting these ebooks into the hands of visually impaired people quite easily and quickly around the world now. So, Ian, maybe you can pick up the story from there.
Yes. I mean, you know, it's great to be here celebrating 25 years of Benetech and Bookshare, right? Benetech is a great legacy. We've had so many people touched by the work that we do. You know, a very ardent community of readers and users. And, you know, I'm thankful for being part of that legacy and now working on sort of the next stage of, you know, making the org more resilient into the future. You know, when Benetech decided to focus much more on this core work of making education accessible through technology, and that's now the, you know, pretty much the only thing we do, and all our innovations are all focused on that, towards that end. So that's really the next chapter here for us, is, you know, with a much more focused goal, how do we really continue to effect and impact change in the years to come?
So I think our listeners, if they weren't before, which they should have been, are certainly now familiar with Bookshare, but Benetech has implemented a whole lot of new initiatives related to Bookshare, making it easier for students to get accessible material. What are some of the main milestones that you guys are celebrating?
Well, I think that we had the opportunity to explore some of the larger issues in accessibility, because by becoming sort of the national library for students with disabilities, with our big contract from the Department of Education, we got to zero in on things like STEM accessibility. And we started that with the Diagram Center, which is where we and our competitors, actually from the field, got together and said, let's work together on making STEM more accessible materials and share all the results of this. So we shared this, ran for 5 years. And I think that the success of the Diagram Center laid the groundwork for so much of the exciting things that are happening under Ian's leadership.
Can you describe the Diagram Center? You've done some interesting work there.
Well, I think it was, you know, we and our peers in the field got together and submitted a bid for a five-year center where we would actually bring together major leaders in the field, people like George Kircher, of course. And we had a meeting in Asilomar, and basically the field brainstormed about how are we going to make math accessible? How are we going to describe graphics? Can we come up with best practices in image description? Can we come up with ways to make it easier to create tactile graphics? So basically, everything that was in STEM accessibility was sort of fair game. Now, the technology back then wasn't ready. AI wasn't ready to tackle this. So we were sort of laying the groundwork of what could humans do to make math and science materials more accessible to people, especially with visual impairments. And of course, you know, I think that we probably didn't envision what was going to be possible, say, today with AI.
And we're now starting to see some of the fruits of what was done way back then. So maybe, Ian, you can describe how we're seeing these fruits appear in Bookshare these days.
Yeah, absolutely. This last several years, we've been really focused on using AI to make STEM content accessible. And I was lucky enough to talk with you all about this last year. And so if you're a Bookshare user today and you're picking up a math book or, you know, a science book, it is a lot more accessible than it was before. And that's because we were able to build specific AI models for math equations, for chemistry equations, for graphs that take image-based input and put them in a markup language so that you can actually read it out loud through a screen reader. And so suddenly we have a lot more books that are accessible, and we continue to, and we've seen the fruits of that. We've actually seen that the engagement with STEM books and Bookshare has increased over the last couple of years. There's more books in the collection that are accessible. There are actually more students reading more of the STEM books, which is a great indicator, you know, for what really this brings to society. So, you know, I think that's an example of innovation that we have really targeted to fill a gap, which is, you know, the disparity of those with disabilities in STEM careers. But I think really, but we're right now on the precipice. This is just the beginning. We're on the precipice of what is possible with AI. You know, what we've been doing a lot is with predictive AI, but, you know, with generative AI, it can be transformative for education and accessibility. And I mean, I'm sure you'll have covered tools that can help, you know, describe your surroundings. Or if you're in education, there are, like, you know, you can literally have a coach next to you who can help you. And if we can bring the two together, you know, I think there is tremendous opportunity in how education can become more accessible. And that's what we're really excited about.
And I think education is so important for everybody. And if one group of people is unable to get materials that they can access and learn the content, they're at a disadvantage from the get-go, professionally and even in personal domains.
That's exactly right. And that was sort of the original Benetech dream, right? Is that the market by itself, the for-profit market, like my venture capitalists, weren't that excited about what they regarded as not a sufficiently profit, you know, opportunity of serving people with disabilities. And of course, you know, another part of sort of Benetech's efforts has been to convince the publishing industry to make their materials more accessible and convince them that they would make more money if they did that. So, you know, we have this overarching mission of making, you know, reading accessible to all. And so we're just working on sort of all the angles we can over these many years to advance that, both, you know, as an organization with Bookshare, but also try to change the behavior of the entire publishing and educational materials industry. And I think that, you know, we've been able to move the needle.
And you've had a big impact on the publishing field these days, the commercial publishers. And I understand you make some tools to allow them to tell how accessible their material is, and you set a lot of standards in that regard.
Way back in the day, you know, when George Kircher and people were working on the DAISY standard for digital publishing, right? That was focused on making materials accessible for people with disabilities. You know, what many people don't know is George did sort of a reverse takeover of the commercial EPUB standard, and it would, and basically they adopted the DAISY standard that was developed for the blind as what is now the standard ebook sort of approach. And by doing that, it's made it easier to sort of add all the cool tools that Ian is about to tell you about.
And I guess this connects pretty directly to your Global Certified Accessible program.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think more than Bookshare Plus, I think this connects with the work that we're doing with the Global Certified Accessible program. And this is the program that, you know, Jim was mentioning, which is, you know, we started working with publishers, quite a few, you know, certified over 82 publishers, in going through their workflow of ebook production to make it so that the outputs are accessible at a, you know, high gold standard. And that's great because, you know, the things that come out from that production line, every time, anytime that publisher produces a book, that book is very accessible. And that's our goal, is to really, you know, create a market where everything is born accessible. And, you know, we've expanded that, you know, the same sort of processes that we've used to actually evaluate across different accessibility criteria around publishers, we're now applying to all sorts of other things because, you know, learning and reading is not just limited to content that is coming from traditional publishers, right? So if you're in an education or school system, a lot of your content is now digital, or you have all sorts of other, you know, multimedia tools. So we have a program that's really grown out of the Global Certified Accessible program that's focused on, you know, publisher tools and edtech tools and making those accessible so that their outputs are accessible for those who, you know, rely on them in, you know, to learn or to read. So that's been an exciting development for us. And we are looking to continue to find ways on how we can make the ecosystem of content production more accessible.
This is all very exciting work. How do you quantify how successful you're being in getting these materials into the right hands?
For us, and you know, a lot of this is through Bookshare, right? Because Bookshare is by far our core program, but there's many, many other programs that support the same mission. You know, I look at it as, first of all, our reach and usership, right? And I'm happy to announce on this podcast today that through Bookshare and through the technology that we have provided, we have reached over 2 million users, which is a huge number. So,
wow.
You know, so that's number one. I think the next one here is for us is engagement, right? I mean, we really want our users and readers to be reading and learning. And, you know, we've facilitated over 32 million downloads. And, you know, we started just calculating last year how much time people are spending reading through Bookshare. And last year alone, there was about 40 years of reading that happened through Bookshare, which is, you know, which is really great to learn about. And then, you know, the whole point of all of this is so that, you know, you have those who are using Bookshare and our services have better learning outcomes and life outcomes. So we try to measure that as well. You know, we've been able to do some studies in which we've seen that, you know, reading comprehension can increase half a grade level immediately when you start using some of the reading supports that Bookshare provides. And like we mentioned, we want to focus on things that in the long term can lead to things such as more students with disabilities and STEM careers and things of that nature. So this is really the lens of how we evaluate our programs and really is the thrust for all our innovation so that, you know, if we are making an accelerating progress across these dimensions, that's how Benetech is being successful.
And I think that even on a bigger sort of front, it's about changing the entire system, right? So when we started, you know, way back when, you know, blind people were by and large read to, right? Or people created audiobooks and sent them out on cassette tapes. It was a very different world. And so by introducing reading machines, we put the power to scan a book in the hands of a blind person. But that meant investing 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 hours, depending on the length of the book. And then Bookshare, basically by pooling the efforts of the community, made it possible that you got the sum of what people had done in terms of scanning books. Then by the publishing industry adopting ebooks and then choosing to share them with Bookshare, we went from, you know, tens or hundreds of thousands of books to more than 1 million books and lowering the cost and improving the quality. And then with GCA and some of these AI-driven tools, we're trying to push the state of the field further even more so that hopefully the days of inaccessible materials, whether it's for education, work, or social enjoyment, right, that those barriers just keep coming down. And so there's always a fresh challenge. And I'm really excited that Benetech and its team seems to rise to those challenges Every 5 or 10 years, there's a major new, barrier to conquer.
And what do you consider the next major barrier that you're going to try to conquer?
I think it's about using AI. We used AI way back when, right? I mean, OCR, optical character recognition, that was the leading edge of AI 35 years ago, right? And ebooks depended on character recognition to get started. But now books are born natively this way. And so now the frontier has moved to how do we use AI to describe, graphics, to understand the content of a book. I mean, someday, soon, we're going to have summarization technology for people who have developmental disabilities, which has been another challenge. I don't know if Benedict's going to take that one on, but that's one that I've been thinking about for years. And the AI is getting good enough to do that these days. So I think it's always about harnessing sort of the latest technologies to try to just apply them to the people who are in greatest need, as opposed to the people who might represent the greatest profits.
Yeah, if I may add to that, I think AI is an opportunity, right? Don't get me wrong, there's I think a lot of issues with AI in our community that we need to be careful about, but this is really, really a tremendous opportunity for accessibility. So one thing that we have been working on, which we're very excited about, is codenamed Bookshare Plus right now, is really this ability of trying to take other types of content and making them accessible so that it's not just books. It might be documents or worksheets or handouts or, other things that you're reading and which are all part of the way that you would consume information and learn. And what, can we in a decent way get an accessible output on the fly? That along with some of the other affordances that AI brings in sort of the reading support, such as one Jim was mentioning, such as summarizing or there might be other ways as well to really create an experience where it is possible to read any type of content accessibly. That's really the dream here. And I think that, really the new types of tools and technology that's available with AI is creating and making that future really accelerating our progress there.
Well, it is remarkable how far you've come along in 25 years, and your vision for the future looks very useful. I wish they had those tools when I was in graduate school studying quantum mechanics. Instead of having someone read those equations to me, it would have been a lot easier for me to access them. So congratulations and keep up the good work, guys.
Thank you.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
Now, for this week's final item, how to learn more about Benetech and Bookshare and Tech Matters and how to contact them.
Well, if people want to find out more about Bookshare and some of the resources that you offer, Benetech, give us some information where they can find that.
Yeah, absolutely. So definitely, if you're interested in Bookshare, you can go on to bookshare.org and set up an account and, read a whole bunch of books. If you're interested in some of the new stuff that we're talking about, some of the new technologies that we're building and would like to pilot in your school, you are more than welcome to email us. And we're always looking for, and it doesn't need to be school-based. It could be anybody. If you're interested in trying out something, just email us at communications@benetech.org. Similarly, there are other resources we're building right now for school administrators and those in the education system, such as checklists to help you with compliance and things of that nature. If that's of interest, once again, email us and we'll give you access to it. And last but not the least, if Bookshare has been useful for you in your life, we actually are also encouraging people to come out and share their stories as we are celebrating and recognizing our 25th anniversary. So reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you. And if you would like to even support us, we welcome you even telling your congresspersons about Bookshare and how that's been helpful for you. So all said and done, if you're interested in learning more about what we're doing or in supporting us in any way, just reach out to us at communications@benetech.org.
Do you also have a social media presence?
We do. We have both Benetech and Bookshare social media handles on most of the major platforms. So go find Benetech or Bookshare.
And I understand that you are launching a new podcast from Benetech.
We are. We learn from the best here.
Yeah.
We we really are. We've found that, you know, podcasts are increasingly a medium that's one of the, actually the fastest growing parts of publishing. So very accessible way to get our message out. So if you are interested, there is more to come on our podcast. If you are interested in, you have ideas or topics for what we should cover, please reach out to us. And no doubt, Nancy and Peter, we'll be looking at all your podcasts to determine who, what else to cover. So thank you.
And that will be available at benetech.org.
Yes, absolutely.
Jim, how do people reach you and learn more about Tech Matters?
I'm still on the Benetech board, and I like to help Ian with, you know, fundraising and any tech questions where I can be helpful. Techmatters.org is my newish nonprofit that spun out of Benetech. And we're doing against open source software. We have something called the Better Deal for Data, which is designed to make sure that data is used to benefit people and communities as opposed to being used against them. So definitely something coming out of our experience at Benetech. I have a forthcoming book, Technology for Good, from MIT Press, due to be published in September. And I have the Tech Matters podcast, which is where I interview other leaders of nonprofit tech companies, because Benetech kind of was the original nonprofit tech company, but now there are hundreds. And of course, that's what my book and my podcast is about, is covering sort of how you can use technology for good. And of course, the Benetech story is sort of our origin story with something that people find very understandable and accessible, which is how technology could help people with disabilities.
And can you remind our listeners how people would find more information about Tech Matters?
Well, techmatters.org is the best place to look. I'm on social media at LinkedIn with my name, Jim Fruchterman. I'm pretty much the one. And I'm also on Blue Sky. And if you search for Fruchterman and Tech Matters on your favorite podcast platform, I'm sure you'll find our podcast, which is now going into season 3.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
And as usual, you can find all of that contact information in the show notes associated with this episode, which is episode 2512, at our website, www.eyesonsuccess.net. And I encourage our listeners to use the search field if you're looking for other shows that we did about Bookshare, Benetech, reading, etc. Just put one of those terms into the search field. We also did some fun interviews with Jim Fruchterman, Dean Blasey, and Ted Henter, where they all talked together and rejoined each other. So look for those shows. They're fun also.
That's it for today's show. Next week on Eyes on Success, as promised a few weeks ago, we will be talking about our recent vacation in Arizona. Experience the vivid landscapes of Arizona through the eyes of artificial intelligence and some descriptions from me. Pete likes to use an assortment, including PickyBot and Be My Eyes, to describe our adventures in the Sonoran Desert, the Phoenix Botanical Garden, the Musical Instrument Museum, and the trails in Sedona. Explore how technology enhances the visually impaired's experience of nature and other things.
Thanks for joining us this week, and we hope you'll join us on our vacation next week.